This is Stephen Strang. When it's Thanksgiving, I think it's important to focus on what it actually stands for, and that's being thankful and having an attitude of gratitude. And today on the Strang Report, I interview a young man who is the lead pastor at the Forerunner Church in Kansas City. His name is Isaac Bennett, and he preached a message on this recently, and I talked to him so that we can understand the difference between gratitude and Thanksgiving. I think it'll really help you.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Isaac Bennett, you preached a sermon recently that is very appropriate at this time of year because it was called Thanksgiving and Hospitality. But when I heard about it, I thought this is something that we need to get out to people because you talked about the difference between gratitude and Thanksgiving. So now while right. everyone's kind of focused on this, would you share with my listeners and with me the things that you brought out in your message?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's really, really an honor. I think the subject of Thanksgiving is really important. It's obviously incredibly biblical. Thanksgiving, one of the things that I drew out in that message is that Thanksgiving is an act. It's an act of obedience before the Lord. So you kind of have this, you know, dance between Thanksgiving and gratitude. And the way that I'm understanding it and looking at it is that Thanksgiving is kind of this outward expression, this act of obedience, and gratitude is more of this internal emotion that something we possess internally, something that we feel. And I think one of the challenges for believers around Thanksgiving time and just, you know, believers in society today is that we often wait for feelings of gratitude to rise up and, you know, emerge from our hearts before we begin to open our mouth in thanksgiving before the Lord. And what I began to see throughout the scripture is that Thanksgiving, when it was originally set into place, is that, you know, one of the first mentions of Thanksgiving is in the order of worship in the Levitical order in the Old Testament. And it was actually just this outward act where the priest would come before the Lord, or, you know, the Israelite would come before the Lord, and they would open their mouth and just begin to declare thanksgiving to God. And so I think it's incredibly powerful for us because we don't always act upon our emotions, you know, in an appropriate way. And the Lord doesn't always want us to just wait for this welling up of our emotion before we begin to worship Him. And so when I think of Thanksgiving and gratitude, there's kind of this correlation between the first commandment and, you know, and then how that touches the heart. So the first commandment is that we would love God with all of our heart. And so then that kind of begs the question, well, Lord, how do I love you? Because I don't always feel love in my heart for Christ. I want to feel that, you know, as a believer. I want to feel that those feelings on the inside of adoration and affection towards God. But that doesn't always connect with me. And so, you know, the scripture doesn't tell us to only worship God or only praise Him or thank Him when we feel those powerful emotions on the inside, but often our feelings will follow the activity of our lives. And so when we begin to declare thanksgiving before God and just begin to thank Him for everything that is, you know, we thank Him for our friends and our family and our opportunities and the provision in our lives. Oftentimes the emotion of gratitude, which is an internal reality, begins to well up on the inside. And so what we see is that the internal fruit called gratitude is grown when we begin to express our thanksgiving to God in an outward way and in an intentional way. And the way that I picture it again is the way that we grow the internal fruit of love and adoration and affection to Christ is when we begin to open our mouth and begin to, you know, worship Him and praise Him. And begin to declare who He is, then often our emotions will begin to follow, you know, that activity before the Lord.
Let's unpack this a little bit. I heard someone say that we should always have an attitude of gratitude, And
absolutely.
I think of that often and just try to go through life, you know, being grateful for the many blessings that we have, even, you know, when we have our worst problems, you know, just going through life, we are so blessed in so many ways. And
absolutely.
I think it's important to focus on that. And of course, at this time of year where our whole culture celebrates Thanksgiving, you know, even with a national holiday, and it's a holiday that doesn't have a lot of controversy like Christmas has started to have, and how a lot of people ignore Easter except for the Easter bunny. But at Thanksgiving, you know, you get together with family and friends. And I just thought it was important to talk about this because Thanksgiving is very important. And one thing that I do every year, and in Charisma Magazine, I've encouraged people to do it over the years. And as I was thinking about it, I think I picked it up from you guys at the International House of Prayer, because I've been friends with Mike Bickle for many, many years, and he's the one that motivated me to start journaling. And every year, sometime during the week of Thanksgiving, I will try to journal all the things that I'm thankful for. And and some years I'll even write 100. And boy, you really start thinking, and you know, I'm starting to think of friends and, you know, just all kinds of things that maybe normally I wouldn't be thankful for. But explain again that that attitude is more of an emotion or a feeling, mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving is more an act that's actually part of worship.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and again, just the way it's described through the throughout the Word of God is that that thankfulness, that the actual declaration of thanks, you know, like you did, you know, making the list of here are all the things, Lord, that I'm thankful for. What happens when we begin to do that is we begin to be surprised at how many things the Lord has provided for us, you know, and how many blessings or benefits. I think of the Psalm 103, the benefits that we receive through the cross, through the gospel. And so when we begin to declare those things before Him, we often find that our emotions change. Because like you, if I sit down and I begin to write out the list at the beginning, you know, internally, I'm going, all right, I'm making an intentional decision to lay out these things that I'm thankful for. But often I'm not really motivated internally by the overwhelming feelings of gratitude, if I'm honest. Now, you might be different than me. But the powerful thing is that when we begin to thank God in the outward sense, again, it's that outward act of worship and declaration, then it begins to change our emotions as we come more into a line with recognizing the beauty of God and the blessing of God and the power of God that's evident in our lives. And so, again, it's maybe a little bit semantics, but there is this correlation between the two, this internal fruit of gratitude and then this external act of thanksgiving. And it's interesting that you bring up, you know, even the holiday. One of the things that I've noticed over the years, and maybe you've noticed the same, is that Thanksgiving isn't as highlighted in culture today. Now, people often get together or share a meal with a family member or friends and that type of thing. But, you know, often even, if, you know, if you just look around the stores, we go right from Halloween right into Christmas because there's not necessarily as much to market around Thanksgiving, you know, selling a bunch of turkeys, poor turkeys. But, you know, I think that one of the reasons why is because there are some enemies to Thanksgiving and gratitude that are at work and prevalent through our culture, are really affecting our lives in a deep way, really trying to get into the heart of the believer even. You know, I think of anxiety being one of them, and I think of envy being another one of them. And so there's this this working in of the flesh internally to subdue that declaration of thanksgiving and those feelings of gratitude on the inside. Those things are working, you know, against us all the time. You know, I think of what Paul says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. You know, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let thanksgiving be made to God. And what I was beginning to see through that verse in verse 6 is that thanksgiving is the way that we war against feelings of fear and anxiety. I think that anxiety in our culture is so prevalent. You know, some studies are showing that we're one of the most anxious you know, medicated cultures, medicated times, generations in history with this issue of anxiety and fear on the inside. I think that what happens is that our eyes go internal. We begin to focus on the pressures, our circumstances, our lack in all of these different areas. That spills over to comparison, which is envy with others. You know, it's inflamed through social media. You know, the keeping up with the Joneses, who has what prominence, who has what increase on their life, who's blessed in these ways that I'm not. And it really begins to draw us inward, and we begin to feel fear. So I think that the beauty of the Word of God and the beauty of this command to give thanks before the Lord is that it breaks us out of those internal feelings of fear, which leads to anxiety and, you know, this spirit of envy and covetousness inside of us that's working to shut us down and keep us out of that communion and relationship with the Lord in a deeper way.
You know, you mentioned semantics, and you're right, some of this is semantics, but when we're trying to understand it, I think it's helpful to focus on it because it helps us to understand these things in a deeper way. And as
right.
we've been talking, I remember that over the years, I picked up a few little helpful hints to pray. And again, I probably picked them up from International House of Prayer, but someone told me that if you ever have to maybe pray in public, or maybe you're just praying in your personal time and you want something helpful, that the acronym ACTS, you know, which of course is a book in the Bible, is helpful. Mm-hmm. So you start with adoration and
yep.
praise, and then a time of confession and contrition, and then you move into thanksgiving. The T in ACTS stands for thanksgiving, and finally supplication with mm-hmm. whatever needs we have. But in that little helpful acronym is thanksgiving, and we have to focus on being thankful. And you
correct
very well articulated all these scriptures that remind us to do it. And I just so appreciate you sharing your insights on this with this message, which so impressed Mike Bickle that he mentioned it to me. And I thought this would be a great podcast and newsletter to do, you know, for Thanksgiving. However, the thing with podcasts is that while they go out on a certain day, they're online basically forever. And people, you know, just about every month will be downloading this and listening to it. And
sure.
So tell me what response you got. You really impressed Mike Bickle. You are now the lead pastor at the Forerunner Church there in Kansas City, a church that I've
yeah.
been familiar with since, well, let's see, the early 80s when it, I think it was called Metro Vineyard or something back then. And
yeah.
Over the years, it's evolved, and I've been there many, many times. What reaction did you get from the message that you preached there?
Yeah, the majority of the folks, you know, in our spiritual family here felt provoked. They felt convicted. You know, some of them were saying, oftentimes I do wait for the emotion to well up before I declare thanksgiving to the Lord. And that's one of the powerful things that I think we need to call others to and exhort one another with, is that we don't have to wait for these strong emotions, which I'm calling gratitude, to well up on the inside in order to declare thanksgiving before the Lord. But again, it's this outward act. And so people felt encouraged. They felt convicted in their own life. In the message that I shared last Sunday, I talked about how thanksgiving ends up spilling out and touching others with this spirit of hospitality that the Lord wants us to have. And so I think people were, you know, around the holidays, it's easy to just think, well, I'm just going to have a meal and a time of fellowship and celebration with my family or close friends, and not always thinking about the lonely, you know, the stranger, the person that's the shut-in that doesn't have a place to go, or that doesn't have a family or close friends to fellowship with, and being willing to open up our hearts, open up our homes to others in the midst of the holiday season. You know, for many people, the holiday season is incredibly painful. For many people, it's a time of, you know, great joy and celebration together, but there are many, many people that have real negative experiences connected to the holidays because of their family dynamics, of falling out with their family and that type of thing. And so I think this spirit of thanksgiving, this act of worship, really gets our eyes off of ourselves. It lifts our gaze up to God, and it says, "You're the one that's provided for me. You're the God of generosity, and our Father in heaven that bestows on us great blessing and privilege." And when we begin to connect with that through that act of obedience, it begins to spill out towards those that are around us in a pretty significant and profound way.
As we wrap this up, I want you to tell my listeners who may be interested in hearing the whole message how they could access it online. When we do a newsletter, we will include a link for people to make it easy if they want to listen to the whole thing. So tell us your website and kind of how they navigate to this message that you called Thanksgiving and Hospitality.
Yeah, well, like I said, you mentioned earlier, the name of our church is Forerunner Church. So if you just go to forerunnerchurch.com, and then you can click on the live link at the top of the website. And then we have all of our service archives that are there. We often do teaching notes and handouts each week that are small groups. They'll print them off and study. And so anybody has access to those. Those are free. So again, just forerunnerchurch.com. You can find all of our service archives there and everything. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I mentioned Mike Bickle, and he puts all of his materials free. He says the copyright is your right to copy.
That's right.
And I thought that was kind of a cute way to say it. And of course, it shows a very giving attitude, which he's had and your entire ministry has. And so I hope that these resources will be helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you so much for taking time to fit in this podcast into your busy schedule. And I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just want to thank you again. I really feel honored and privileged to be able to join with you and the work and the ministry that you're doing through this podcast. It's really an honor. You know, the International House of Prayer here in Kansas City, we love the body of Christ. We love to see the Word of God going forth and believers being strengthened and equipped through prayer and worship and fellowship and going deeper in the Word of God. And so I just, my heart is just overflowing right now for the body of Christ in the nation and the nations of the earth. And I just want to encourage us to enter into this Thanksgiving season with faith. Through that act of fellowship with God through Thanksgiving, what we declare, what we speak with our mouths really does change the course and the trajectory of our own hearts. And as we declare Thanksgiving before God, it really does produce the feelings, again, of gratitude on the inside towards the Lord, spills out toward others. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be a part of what the Lord is doing in the nation right now. Bless you all.
As I mentioned in the podcast, I encourage people to take time around Thanksgiving to just journal, to think, to pray, to be thankful for things that maybe we wouldn't normally think of, things that we just take for granted that are really blessings. And of course, there's the obvious ones like health and family and all of these things. But as you make a list, I found that it really helps me to realize that I have many, many more things to be thankful for than I might think of just as I go through my day. But as I say, I try to have an attitude of gratitude, and I encourage you to do the same. Even though we're putting this up at Thanksgiving, the nice thing about a podcast is that it's online for a long time. And I've noticed that when I get the reports on the podcast, that last month, for example, every single podcast that I've done, which is nearing 500 now, is downloaded by someone. So I know that people are going to be downloading this in the future. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Share this with other people. If you are blessed, share it. And tune in again to the Strang Report tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.